there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. I am thrilled to be welcoming on board not one but two passengers today. What can I say about these two? Reality TV royalty, super fitness gurus, and king and queen of the podcast. Well, now they can add entrepreneur to their CVs. I'm so excited to welcome on board Spencer and Bo.
This is the final boarding call for Spencer and Bo. I repeat, this is the final boarding call, Spencer and Bo. Thank you.
Spencer and Vogue, welcome to Alan Air.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. You just clapped yourself.
I was clapping
well
Alan.
Done.
I was clapping Alan.
Yeah, why didn't you clap?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, well done, Alan.
There you Woo! Go. Yeah.
Number one podcast.
A fine intro.
Oh, I know. I know. It's really sweet, isn't it? Nice. Right, we've got to talk about holidays. Who books the holidays?
Depends on the holidays. I'm a bit more of a cheapskate.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I book the European getaways.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll look after the transatlantic. Yeah.
I'm happy to put those ones on my card, but some parts, no, Spenny can take care of that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we wouldn't be there otherwise. Like, we wouldn't go. I mean,
I'm honestly a bit scabby with things like that.
What do you mean? What?
Like, I just, you know what? I'd rather just go somewhere close. Spain, bit of Spain,
yeah,
bit of France.
Bit of Spain.
Bit of Spain, bit of France. If we're going to go to St. Barts, which is very expensive, that's where his parents are from. Spain can pay for it.
From? They're not from a Caribbean island.
Well, they kind of.
My dad's from Sheffield. From St. Barts, you'd have a heart attack.
That's where they live.
Yeah, they live there, yeah.
So tell us about St. Barts. What's this hotel? Eden Rock.
Eden Rock, yeah.
Now you own this, is that right?
Well, I'd like to think I own it. I've been saying I own it, but that's not factually correct. It's my mum and dad's place.
Two words for you.
With
discount.
Some partners. I know.
Will I get a discount?
Absolutely. Alan, of course. Well, you could have got a discount long ago. you should have asked many years ago. No, we'll do your friends and family rate. No problem.
Oh, this is recorded as well.
Alan, don't get too excited. He promised my auntie the same thing. She turned it down.
It
wasn't a great discount.
Who turns down some bars?
Hang on a sec. It wasn't a great discount. We don't do discounts for anyone. And you have to stay for 14 nights.
It wasn't a full discount. It was a like...
I gave her 20%. Like I gave her 20% off.
Nah, you go into a shop and they'd give you... Waitrose would give you 20% off.
We're not Waitrose, as you call it. Waitrose. It has a T, Waitrose. It's not a silent T.
Eden Rock, the Waitrose
of the Caribbean. Yeah. No, actually, I won't go into it too much, but actually the island's got a very, very beautiful history, and the mayor of the island was a guy called Remy Dehanen, first bloke to land a plane on the island, proper bloke, carried a revolver, all sorts of... an adventurer. He built it in 1955, and then in 95 ended up selling it to my dad. They had a lot in common, and they really enjoyed each other's company, and he declined to sell it to a number of people before, and it was only four bedrooms at the time, and cat infested and cockroaches everywhere. And actually,
hurricane blew it over.
Yeah, yeah. Hurricane Lewis blew it over. Saving us a bit of demolition cost. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, 95, the first hurricane.
It certainly was, darling.
Look at you. Why do you know all this knowledge about hurricanes?
I did just say it,
I'm kind of fascinated by hurricanes. Yeah. He was in that one in 95. Yeah.
I was a small, fat child with...
You always say that.
Tears, kind of these big proper tears, you know, streaming down my fat little face. No, it was a wonderful time. The island's obviously changed a lot since then, and we've got a few partners now, and it's very well run. We'd love to have you there.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Thank you. I can't wait to get the discount, you said earlier in this podcast. Right.
Excellent.
Do you go on holidays to relax, explore, or have a break, unwind? What do you do?
I think we go on holidays a lot to chill. You know yourself, you work really hard, really hard, really hard, and then you have to stop when you're on holidays.
Yeah, you go crazy.
So, you just go crazy for a little while. But, some holidays, my parents live in Spain, so we might go down to see them. So it's kind of like a family reunion kind of holiday. I sort of feel like Ireland is a bit of a holiday now because especially we haven't been there in 18 months.
Yeah, of course.
So we go there, finally, in 2 weeks, we're able to go home. So that'll be like a bit of a holiday, a working holiday.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's always nice to relax, isn't it? But it's also nice to experience new things and go to places that you're not unfamiliar with. You know, I enjoy that. With kind of really young kids we have, it's quite difficult to go exploring and stuff.
The dirty looks on the planes. You're having your gin and tonic and then you see two screaming kids and you're...
I've got that real smug look, though. If you are able to get, you know, when Theodore was younger and we'd get him to sleep on the plane or we'd be rocking him, or Vogue's much better than me. But if I got him to sleep, I'd be so smug. I'd be that guy wandering around with the sleeping baby. Yeah. Kind of proper grin everywhere. I once
had a guy actually in front of my face, in my earshot. Like, I was one row away from him, and I went to sit down beside him, and he goes, "I don't want to sit beside them two about myself and my son." And I thought, on one hand I was really annoyed, and the other hand I was like, do you know what, fair play. I wouldn't want to sit beside us either.
Sorry about that. I'd been drinking and I saw you coming down the aisle.
No, not
Can
her
you So does that dictate then where you go now on holiday? I suppose, yeah, you can't go too far with them, can you?
Well, I mean, St. Barts is pretty far. It's a long flight. If you can do flights around nap times, which you usually can, I would do that. So then they have their big nap on the plane. Yeah, so you've got like a little break. But if they don't nap on the plane, then you're screwed.
It's nice occasionally. I think you're going to Ibiza with some mates of yours this year. I used to do the odd like motorcycling trip with some guy friends, and you go to places that, again, you're unfamiliar with, and you know, that's that kind of sense of adventure, I suppose. And it's nice to do, well, I mean, I say it's nice to do things separately, actually we do everything together. Like, I don't remember the last time I haven't seen you for a day.
Oh, don't worry, I don't remember either. Jesus. You're always there.
Yeah, can't get rid of you.
So tell us about your childhood holidays. Where did you go? Because it was Ireland, Dublin.
Dublin, yeah. But
where did you go on holiday if you grew up in Dublin?
I think Spain, Portugal was a big one. We actually used to ski a fair bit as we got older.
Oh, you said you hadn't skied before on the jump, but that must have been...
I started skiing, then I switched to snowboarding.
Oh, I see.
God, skied the jump, you got an injury. They asked me to go on the jump. Yeah.
I love the jump.
I know, but I mean, what fucking... Everyone leaves like with broken legs and everyone wears like a neck brace at the leaving party.
Unless you win it, of course.
Whatever.
What a smug. Was you terrified?
Yeah, no, it's really scary.
Yeah. The jump, the jump looks small as well, but when you're sitting on it, like I remember sitting at the top just bawling, crying. But also, I don't want to do it.
But also, going. It looks so pathetic when you watch it.
Because
you just like plop off and fall, like it fall plop rather off. Pathetically onto this. But actually, it's like the little thing that you fall off is like 4 meters high, and you're wearing these big skis. If you get it slightly wrong, it's pretty terrifying.
Every year, Channel 4 asked me to go on the jump. I said, no, that fucking slope would be brown. That would be brown.
And you might have to spend time with people like us.
Yeah. I would love that. I've been skiing. What the hell are you doing?
It's wrecking the place.
The coast is just not.
Don't worry. Listen, this table's ruined anyway. Don't worry.
It's a wonderful table.
And let's talk about what you're putting there.
In a bit of clean gin we're having.
Clean gin?
I'm having a clean rum.
Clean rum and Coke. Yeah, clean
gin
and tonic.
This reminds me, though, at the end of a party, because I'm not a huge rum drinker, but I'll drink anything past 2 a.m. So this is like... I feel like I'm at the end of a session.
Yeah, okay. Yes, someone's gone and found a bottle of rum somewhere that someone's given them at, like, at Christmas. Oh, do you want this?
Kind of a bit of Robinson's. Of yeah.
But this is actually really nice because you know what? It tastes like gin.
Yeah.
Because some of these alternative ones, it's like someone's put a Glade plug in in a
bloody
glass of water, innit?
Well, I don't want to speak ill of our competition, but no, I think we're doing an okay job. And it's not, you know, it's not like we all have stuff on this afternoon and ordinarily you wouldn't have a gin and tonic at this time of day. So, well, you know, I used to, that's for sure. But it'll be nice. We drove here as an example. So have a couple of clean gin and tonics, have fun on the pod, drive home, you know, no problem.
Yeah, good. So, good. Yeah. Surprise us with a holiday destination that we wouldn't think, because people are just going to assume you've been all over these posh places. Go tell us somewhere where you've been that people are going to go, well, I never. Because I asked Jamie this and he said Sardinia. And I thought, well, that's not really summing it, really.
You are teeing yourself up there. I've had the great fortune to go to many lovely places, whether it be with family or friends. But I think, you know, I'm honestly not trying to sound relatable, but we used to spend some time in Rotherham and Grantham with my grandmother. That's not exactly...
Like, we're talking about in the last 15 years.
Oh, right. Monaco, Sardinia. Yeah.
Same birds. Narnia's lovely this time of year. Really relatable stuff. No, I'm not saying... I mean, listen, I go on lovely holidays now because that's the thing. You work hard, you want to go and see the bloody world. It's that's the joy, isn't it?
One of the most interesting trips I've been on is I went on my own actually to Tanzania and I stayed in Arusha for 2.5 months. And it was as part of working with the Michael Matthews Foundation, but also just I thought it would be a really interesting experience just to go and kind of take it all in on your own. I documented it actually at the time. Nobody put it on TV. But I did.
Dominic was the only reason he went.
Exactly. I didn't shave for the whole 2.5 months, and I grew this whopping great big beard. And actually, it was a really exciting and interesting time. I love Africa. So my mum is Zimbabwean, and I know it sounds odd because I spend next to no time in Africa, but I feel really kind of at home with Africa. Love it. I really enjoyed myself. Actually, I met some really interesting and exciting people, and had a wonderful kind of warming time.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting. And that really is tricky to get a good meal, even where I was staying. So that was a really exciting and interesting time. You know, you come back back to reality as such, and it feels so disproportionate. And it was just quite eye opening, but also. Interesting. I'd love to do more of that, actually.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know what's a great thing to do? And you guys don't do it over here. It's a real Irish thing to do. You go interrailing. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, I've heard of interrailing.
I think we've heard of interrailing, though.
Oh, it's funny. You hadn't until I told you about it.
Well, railing gives it away, even if I hadn't heard of interrailing. Interrailing.
I did it when I was like
what you're railing into? Yeah, that's exactly. What I want to know.
Railing into absolute nightmares.
Dirty gin.
But do you know what? I have heard of interrailing, and this is because I'm old. I remember it was £150 to get a ticket to go interrailing for a month.
Yeah.
But then France got pissed off because no one stopped in France. You were just whizzing past France going, see ya, off to Spain.
See ya.
Au revoir, bitches. Because then France got pissed off. I think they tried to stop it because we were like, fucking Calais, see ya.
No, you don't want to go to France. You want to go to weird places.
You don't want to go to France. I have a lot of French listeners.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Hello,
to all our French listeners, I still love you, and I just want to say buongiorno and adios. Enjoy the flight.
Yeah. I know. Well, I'm trying to learn French at the moment. No, but
why are you learning French for?
Yeah, well, I'm not doing.
Do you? Can you speak French? Parlez-vous français?
Mais oui, c'est ma première langue. J'ai appris à parler français quand j'étais tout petit. Toutes mes études étaient en français, et moi j'adore les Français. Bah.
You lie, you've just popped on Call My Agent and turned it up.
No, I grew up speaking
French. Is that because of St. Bart's? Isn't that French?
Yeah. The majority of my schooling as a kid was only in French. In fact, our English teacher was rubbish. Vogue's great. She actually picks stuff up really quickly. And obviously, you know, all being well, we will spend a bit more time even as a family. My parents and our kids' grandparents, as I say, are kind of based in St. Bart's. And, you know, although it happens to be a wonderfully beautiful place, we'll hopefully spend more time there as well. Mm. And it's very French over there. Everybody is full-on kind of Parisian French.
And the French like to talk French, even if they know you can't speak French. So you have to get on board and try and learn French.
Yeah, they really don't like
you. You understand it perfectly. Like, there's nothing much that gets through you.
But it's about talking it. So Spenny's trying to help me learn French, and I'm like, why? I need to do my homework with you. I need to go through three questions. I get through halfway through one question. He's like, nah, fuck this. You're just shite.
I do not say you're shite.
You don't even get through one question.
I don't understand how people teach anything. I'd be too impatient. You know, like I see tennis teachers like in Battersea Park giving lessons to people who like can't hit a ball, and I just think, well, fucking, I just can't. I'd really struggle with that. Or like giving skiing lessons to kids who can't like turn or anything. I would have no patience for it. Yeah. Same with her and her French. You know, like, oh, how do you say this? Oh, God, look it up. look it up.
But I don't like, sometimes the French have got a bad attitude. Now, I've got an A-level in French, so I know a little bit. And I'm still fat, but I was even fatter as a child. And I went to buy a baguette in Paris, and I heard the person go, peut-être de frites. Maybe he would like chips. To everyone laughed. And I was like, excusez-moi. Je comprends ça. Is that right?
Yeah,
I understand that.
J'ai compris ça.
And I think I actually ordered some chips.
She planted the seed.
I was just going to have one carb. I thought I'll have two lots of carbs.
Are you ketchup or mayonnaise with your chips?
Mayonnaise.
Me too.
You pick ketchup all day long.
I know you were darling, but come on. You know, that's
you guys.
Yeah, come on. You're
it's
not
a
like,
lad's thing.
You're not like Alan and me.
A chip buddy is with mayonnaise.
I think nicely salted chips with mayonnaise is the dream, really. I mean, there's not much else you can say.
Where do you stand? I went to a restaurant, quadrupled chips.
What's an artro?
Is this too much?
Seems an excessive price.
That poor chip.
I mean,
it was a break.
Long time since that was a potato.
I mean, he's come out and gone, oh my God, oh, not again.
What have I done to deserve this?
Oh no, now they put me in ketchup. What next? Who complains? Do you complain when you go away?
Never complains.
Never complains. Oh, so
I complain. But like, no, he wouldn't. Like, we were at a place, actually, that was in St. Bart's as well. We were at this restaurant, and he knew somebody there, right? The shittest ribs I've ever had in my life. Like, how do you get a rib wrong? Like, they're so easy. And I was like, I've got it, because they were inedible. We couldn't even eat them. And he wouldn't even let me complain about the ribs.
It's unhelpful when you have a kind of neighbouring business almost to offer criticism that may not be constructive. Yeah. I didn't feel like it was going to be constructive.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be criticism.
The ribs were desperate.
Yeah, but see, that's not a kind of, oh, I prefer it when it's, you know, this way. Maybe, you know, you would have just gone, these ribs are shite. You know.
Yeah, well, they were.
They were, to be honest. But part of me was thinking, no, because if they carry on serving shit ribs, that's great for us.
Let
them keep serving these substandard ribs. That would be wonderful.
Because I heard on your podcast, didn't you? You were saying, oh, you know how much you love cows, and then you'd have some steaks, hadn't you?
I know, I actually had like two steaks the day before. We were in Jersey, but it doesn't take away from the... It just means I love cows even more.
And they're tasty as well.
Delicious.
So they just give so much. I love milk. Yeah. I love steaks. Yeah. I love mince.
Delicious. Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, not really. Bolognese.
Oh, yeah. Well,
steak, bolognese, stir fry. That's endless what you can get from a cow.
Delicious.
If you had to choose a cow or a pig, you'd probably go cow.
Jersey milk from the cows in Jersey is considered to be a delicacy in China. It's so creamy.
Really?
Apparently. I've heard that from someone. It could be an unreliable source, but I'm going with it anyway because I love the old Jersey cows.
Yeah.
Still eat them.
You think?
Yeah,
I know. So listen, I've seen you on the front of Men's Health magazine. Why didn't I get that phone call?
for to say congratulations or to...
You must be gagging to get on the beach to show off that body.
I mean, all in good time, Melon. But yes, no, I'm a fan of keeping healthy. I follow my wife. You know, she trains a lot and is very healthy.
You're better in the food. I wouldn't be as good at food as Spenny. I see a Milky Bar in the fridge, and
I find it helps me in particular with work and business. And you know, I feel that you know, having a healthy lifestyle is really beneficial for me. I mean, I used to drink to excess for, you know, over 10 years, and I got absolutely nothing done. And you know, I was unproductive, uncreative. I'd blame everyone else for everything. And so when I packed in the kind of heavy drinking. I completely changed my relationship with alcohol. I was teetotal for 2.5 years, and now I'll have a very, you know, occasional drink on a special occasion thing. I have complete control over it. It's just changed my life, and with that came some weight loss, and you're able to go to the gym and push yourself harder, and it's kind of like, you know, two steps forwards, one step up, instead of one step back, you know, which I always used to experience. So, you know, for me, it's kind of...
I know when I'm not drinking, I am quicker, I'm funnier, and your mood does lift. And it's all these things that, you know, you hate to say, but you do feel better after exercise. You do. And I know I like to pretend, oh, no, I'm always pissed. I do feel better, and I do feel quicker.
Vogue's amazing, though, with the... Well, Vogue doesn't really like drinking anyway, so she's got that on her side.
Having
a rum and coke at him.
I thought you brought your own rum. You're bringing it out of your handbag. Yeah. Wait a minute, that's not even clear.
I'm a binge drinker. I've said that. I'll get myself in trouble for that, but I am a binge drinker.
Well, yes, I'm a binge drinker.
An irregular binge drinker.
Because I frighten myself so much. I'll drink, I'll get really pissed, and then, like, honestly, for days after, I feel so awful that I'm like, right.
When was the last time you had a drink? A couple of weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. So, I'm not ready for another one yet.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
But that for me is like, that's, you know, old me, as unheard of. I would drink every day.
I fell asleep.
A glass of something every day. I wouldn't be crawling into bed. But I'd be, you know, alcohol is so regular. You know, you'd have a beer with your lunch or a glass of wine with your dinner. She's not like that at all. She, you know, rarely drinks.
I'd rather have like a Pepsi Max or something.
Yeah.
I know, it's so boring. No. I'm so close in a restaurant to ordering a glass of milk, and I actually have to stop myself because I know how bad it will look.
Jersey milk.
Jersey milk, yes.
Delicious.
To the lady who's ordered the pint of milk, can you please grow up?
So tell me then. What's your best hotel? And you can't say this Eden Rock thing because it's not QVC. Come on, we have to have a proper chat. You can't just come on here plugging all your stuff. Although your fake tan that you gave me is lovely.
You do look stunning.
Thank you very much. Lovely.
What's your favourite hotel?
And I'm talking indulgently. I know we live in this world, we have to be austere and all that. This is the one bit where we say, because I spoke to Robbie on here, and I always use him as the example. He was in Switzerland at a hotel, and the jacuzzi, was it jacuzzi? Came out of the roof.
Delicious.
And you had it. Because I don't want to know this. Oh, yeah, I've got a chocolate on my pillow. I want... Let's go for it. Pure extravagance. This is a safe space. We'd all like to do it.
Sure. I know my favorite, but it's not going to be Robbie levels of like something coming out of the ground.
Are we talking about Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
Lovely. I love him. God, he's so great.
We met him once, I'll never forget, on the red carpet. And I was like, I had posters of him on my wall. And we saw him on an event, and I was like, fucking hell.
Did you have any posters of me on your wall?
And I was like, don't talk. And I was like, trying not to pretend I didn't see him. He was on. What did you say, posters of you?
Did you have pictures of me from Main Chelsea?
Did they have posters of people on Made in Chelsea? I'm not being a bitch.
I suspect not.
They didn't have posters of the chatty man either. I'm not being a bitch.
You've got a cardboard cutout. They do. I can buy you on Amazon.
Can you?
Yeah.
Let's steer this away from me.
No, can I just say, Robbie.
You brought yourself up.
We're talking about Robbie.
News agent round the corner, pound mask, Valencar's face on it. I've been replaced by Rylan.
That is just unbelievable.
Yeah, go in there. Because, you know, when me and Paul used to drink, like, we'd often get them and then go round to pubs. And then our thing was... He'd come in with Alan Carr mask on, and then I would come around and go, and then I would take and go, surprise, like that. And of course, when you're pissed, it's funny, but when you're, it's quite annoying if you're just trying to have a quiet drink or a meal. So anyway, what were we saying?
We're talking about Amazing Robbie. But like, I was trying to ignore him on the red carpet because I was so embarrassed just because he was like on my wall.
So another person that you fancy. Vogue fancies everyone.
He was so nice. He came up and was chatting to us, and it made me love him even more.
He's just adorable.
Big fan of Robbie. Okay, we were talking about favourite hotel. I'm going to say... Le Bristol in Paris.
Le Bristol's nice.
Even though, fuck France.
I know. Listen, they were probably right. And they were probably a joke about me having extra trips. I can't not holiday in France because of something said to a 15-year-old child.
Yeah.
Fat shaming. I've got to move on, really.
Yeah, you're okay.
And I like the way I haven't done anything about it. I still eat chip. I've never been so insulted. I'm not going to diet.
No.
So what about the Bristol then? Is it, where is it? Is it, must be near the Champs-Élysées?
It's in the middle of Paris. We kind of had our first, we had our first kind of trip away there ever.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Who organised that then?
He did.
I did, yeah.
So, have you seen how expensive that is? Of course he organised it.
Do you mind? You're so vulgar. Thank you.
Told you, I'm cheap.
Certainly are not. God. We had a wonderful time in Thailand together. We went to Sri Panwa, was it?
Which was very nice, actually.
It was cool.
Great people, lovely food, lovely weather.
Oh, just great, yeah. And those buckets. Jesus.
What buckets?
Have you never had one of the buckets in Thailand where they give you, you go to the pub. What is it called?
I don't miss that.
Samsung.
Samsung's a telephone company.
Samsung whiskey is laced with amphetamines.
What is kind of wide drink? Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
This is the second time I've spoken about this today already. How weird is that? So, a concentrated thing of
Red
Bull. Have you
done another podcast today already?
Yeah, we lost ours.
Yeah,
don't worry, yours wins.
Because isn't it funny? My brain is going.
Yeah, I'm drinking.
My brain's kind of shrinking, and I'm getting this.
I kind of feel like that too.
There you go, guys. There you go. That's the
the chatty man effect.
That is the good quality of the product.
I'd love to come to a party in this house. Keep us in mind.
Yeah, do.
Oh, it's great parties here. Yes.
Well, now that we know where you live, we're just going to come over.
Yeah, please knock on the door. Come on in.
We will. What was I going to say? The Bowery in New York is a nice place.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a cool... I just like the kind of old school nature of it. It's very, very good service and you feel really looked after. And like, it's kind of... it's like an old kind of almost English country manor almost.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like lovely dark wood everywhere. And I like it there.
I like all that. Hello, sir. Your dinner's ready. I like all that. I don't like it when they're all a bit cash. Because I like, you know what I mean? I like to put on my blaze and some slacks.
Pet hate when there's a group of like 10 or 12 of you having lunch and or dinner. Or breakfast or whatever, and the waiter or waitress goes around and refuses to write the order down and tries to remember the whole thing. Nothing aggravates me more. It's literally like you're looking at them going, there's no fucking way you're going to remember this. And if you mess my order up, I will be furious because
I knew.
I'm really hungry and because I've been starving myself for Men's Health. And literally, you're sat there going, okay, and you know that you're kind of last to order and you might have four sides in mind. And you go, he's never going to remember the four sides. Never going to remember them because he's got to remember everyone else's. And they don't, obviously, often.
They do that in Eden Rock.
Yeah, but they're pretty, I know, but they're special.
But they remember that.
They're special, yeah. Yeah, they remember that.
Like that Indian restaurant around the corner there, we were there and they were like, I said, chicken tikka masala. Please.
Lovely.
Chicken tikka masala. And then by the time I got to my mum, they're like, what, chicken tikka masala?
No.
I'm like, just get your pad, love.
Yeah.
I'm not judging you. Just get your pad. Yeah.
Write it down.
It's not a competition.
I'd much rather you didn't make a mistake.
Yeah. And she's going like chicken, like it's on a game show. Yeah, pakora. Yeah. You're safe. You're going out with a pakora. That's coming.
They get to the end of it. Yeah, they loop round again.
Address. Chicken. Yes, correct. You've won the speedboat. Just get me my fucking dinner.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, worst. Let's not name and shame, but a destination or something that you've been, not slagging it off, but just is just not what I expected.
Bosnia.
Oh, God. I don't expect you to be really diplomatic. Bosnia.
Have you been to Bosnia?
I went to Bosnia.
What are you doing in Bosnia?
Interrailing. I didn't fly to Bosnia. I passed through. But I thought, I'd Googled it and I was like, this place looks great. Let's go to Bosnia. Wasn't great. I mean, it wasn't great. Serbia as well was another one on the interrailing list. I didn't even leave the train station.
Is that why you don't like Novak Djokovic?
That's part of why I don't like Novak Djokovic.
I love Novak Djokovic.
Serbia was desperate.
Oh,
God.
You see, they're another one who aren't really reaping the rewards of interrailing, are they? Spain and Italy are like, woohoo! Yeah. Never like,
and even the trains to Serbia, I felt like I was on a farm train.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not great.
Hoth in Ireland's not great.
Shut up. You're not. You get lost. You're not coming next week.
Right. Okay. No, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be great. I like it there. It's beautiful. It is.
I love Ireland. It's good. And Dublin. Dublin's fun, isn't it? Dublin. Yeah. You can't not leave Dublin. Not have fun.
The Irish have a very special quality about them.
Most romantic place.
the bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah, you always have to try and do that.
Well, it is a bit. Well, that is probably where we...
It's a travel podcast. That's
where we sleep together the most, I would have thought. So.
No, okay, destination.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant in our apartment.
No.
Okay.
Eden Rock capped on Teeb. That was a nice day out.
Eden Rock capped on Teeb is wonderful.
Oh, that's nice. I've never been
What are we talking about? Most romantic place. Oh, I see. Eden Rock capped on Teeb is fantastic.
Amazing. And they give you unlimited coconuts. They just have unlimited coconuts.
I'm pretty sure I paid for those, actually.
Well, I didn't. Again, not on my list.
Yeah.
That's all right.
They're only about 70 quid.
Yeah. You buy the coconuts, I imagine they're just buying a bounty.
Exactly. Everyone slags bounties. I love a bounty.
I do.
I like a bounty.
I'm into a bounty.
A bounty, yeah. And my friend has a nail salon in Ireland. It's called Tropical Popical. It's very tropical. And they give you a bounty and a cup of Lilt in a coconut shell. Like, there's nowhere I want to go more. Do you remember Lilt?
Yeah, I love Lilt.
Yeah, like, Lilt and a bounty.
When you were poor growing up, then having a Lilt was like, well, I was poor.
You were.
Yeah, you won't even know that. But you go to Eden Rock, my equivalent was having a can of Lilt.
Right.
The equivalent of me going to
the Eden Rock was you having a can of Lilt.
Yeah, because we couldn't go to the bar.
I'm just thinking, how regularly would you have a can of Lilt?
Every summer.
Yeah. Once a year.
And I'm going to say, "Are you going to be coming, Mum?"
Yeah. I was about to say, "Oh, I only had two a day." Well, yeah, it's not quite the same.
When you're on holiday, because I get in trouble for this, Paul has a go at me. I will have a few drinks and I will start inviting people to come take the house. Can you leave it at the friendship thing, or do you sort of? I'm like, oh my God, these are my new best friends. And Paul's like, no, you can drop them like hot brick, because as soon as you get home, they will turn up. And you're like, oh shit, why did I say that? Do you know what I mean? And like, Paul's, why do you do this every time? Oh my God, I love you.
I wouldn't say
here's my pin. Here's my pin number. Here's my dress.
Yeah. I wouldn't say we're unfriendly, but we
have two friends. So for our last trip to St. Bart, two new friends from that we'd stay friends with.
Who?
Liam being one.
Oh yeah, I like him.
This fella from... Manchester.
He's a lovely guy, actually.
Such a funny, funny guy. We're probably stay friends with him.
He was one of the people that the island just consumed. So some people arrive and they don't leave. So Liam had planned to stay for 2 weeks and he was there for
in
a
November.
Year.
November. He's still there now.
He's still there.
That's amazing.
But that happens to people. There was this other family when I was a kid and they moved there. They came for a 2 week holiday and they had a son called Ty. And we were kind of pally on the beach and they just never left. So they bought a house and they sold their house where they lived before and had stuff shipped over without even going back.
That's amazing.
So they just stayed. They're still there. So they came for 2 weeks and they've been there for 15 years.
Places do have an energy, don't they? They do. There is something there and you can't put your finger on it. You go, I love it here. I could stay here.
It would require more planning, unfortunately, for me and Vogue, because, you know, she would want to say go home and pack stuff up. Whereas, you
can
know,
I interrail there.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a train line that leads directly to the hotel?
No, but we stayed in St. Bart's for a month once and I thought to myself, it's a week too long. It was a week too long. It's a very small island. And I mean, when you go supermarket shopping, they might not have eggs one day because everything comes in on a boat. And I don't live a life where I have no eggs every day.
There are chickens there.
There's no chickens in St. Bart's.
We always see the
chickens. I haven't seen
There
are some chickens actually at the supermarket, walking around, live ones, just wild chickens, not the other ones in there. I'm about to consume.
No, it's a pretty cool place. That's a place that kind of to me feels like home. And it was a long, like that island has changed so much. Like when I was a little kid and went to school there, it was like, you know, burgers and surf shacks and, you know, just it was super casual and like really underpopulated almost, like mainly local. And now it's turned into this big, you know, St. Bart's, which is in, you know, rap songs. I think once you make it into a rap song, you know, that's...
Sadly, I haven't.
No, neither have I. I am waiting for that day that, you know, Stormzy raps about me or something. But I suspect that's never going to happen.
I was in a rap song. Can I tell you?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
I was on Friday Night Project hosting it. I don't even remember that show.
I do remember that show.
Kanye West was the thing, and he did a rap. Justin's on it, Alan's on it. That's the only time I've been in a rap, and it... Oh. Are you sure that's not real gin? And
it's just like gin.
It is. I feel like I'm slowing down to talk.
Excellent.
I'm turning scouse.
I hope so, Alan.
love this.
Yeah, excellent.
That's so cool. I love Kanye West.
So, obviously, we had to work around his schedule. He flew over. He'd heard about this show, the Friday Night Project.
Amazing.
He'd come there. And then the person, his dead cool, the PR said, the only thing he won't like is people parodying his songs or taking the piss out of his songs. Cut to the next studio. Me and Justin dressed up for Gold Dogger. Got the car there, the bushes. We're like dressed as rapper. You ain't nothing but a gold dogger. And he's like, I was like, oh, okay. But then I heard him say to his manager, is this punked? Because you got to remember, there was no one like, and Justin's like, all right, we love her. Well, Kanye, I love you. And I'm like, well, hello. And he must have been like, what the fuck is this show?
Is this punked?
It's that show, you cheeky sob.
To the lady in first class, shoving her backpack in the overhead locker and eating a scotch egg. This is first class, not interrailing. Thank you.
Staycations. Tell me somewhere in the UK or Ireland that a little gem that people don't know about, but I mean, it can be a little cove, it can be like a little bar or a pub or a church or
something. Do you
something.
Want to do the UK or do Ireland?
You do the UK. Tell us about, what's it, Sheffield, Robin, somewhere up there that...
Come on.
What are you going to say?
You don't go on holidays there. You always say, oh, it's such a...
Cornton. Cornton.
Okay, you don't
beautiful,
go on holidays.
Beautiful part of the world.
Cornton.
Cornton. You run through Cornton in 2 minutes. Tiny little part of the world.
And it's really cute and it's sweet.
It's where I kind of spent my early childhood, Cornton.
Oh, cool.
Just near Newark and Nottingham. But the real gem in the UK, I think, is Jersey.
Oh, with the council.
Oh, God, he won't stop.
Jersey, I love it.
He wants to move to Jersey, I hear about is Jersey now. Yeah. Like, I think we're
seaside
moving to Jersey.
Seaside views, fresh air, there's no crime, there's land and space and great little schools. I just think...
How quick is it door to door, Spenny?
2 hours.
Can't interrail, love.
No. But, you know, you wake up every morning, you see the sea, you know, it's just like, what a lovely thought. I open my curtains every morning, I just see my neighbour. I just think, well...
Yeah. I was just saying that looking in your window all the time.
They're always there. They're always there.
Yeah.
They're about 6 inches from the window. But you know what I mean? It's just like, I just think when you're where we are and we're, you know, happy and have young kids, I just think, why not have a slightly different life just for a bit, even?
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. That's what I'm kind of, there in Jersey.
That's what I'm trying to twist their arm into.
Yeah, give me a helicopter, I'll think about it.
Or a plane.
I'll take a plane, actually, over.
Very nice indeed.
An island now, Vogue.
I'm actually going to say Howth, where I'm from. So it's a tiny seaside village, 20 minutes from the airport, 35 minutes to the city centre of Dublin.
You're talking about Howth again?
Yeah, I am talking about Howth again. You're shiting on about Jersey all the time.
Jersey's
all week.
Jersey's marvellous.
I know, I've heard, okay? Yeah. I've been there as well. And do you know what Jersey reminds me of? Howth.
Oh, well, there we go.
Oh, there you go.
Win-win.
With Howth.
Howth is a seaside village, amazing restaurants. It's something like, I think there's 18 pubs there, and it is the tiniest little peninsula, tiny. So we're big drinkers. You
we're
get
not
sucked
big
into
drinkers.
Howth.
I don't even drink.
In Howth, you're not in that weir.
Right, okay.
This is my weir.
We're big drinkers. Well, we're not. Yeah.
The people of Howth, it's like a vortex. You'll get sucked in and you might never leave.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah. Well, there's vortexes and there's vortexes.
Be careful what you say about Howth.
I'm just saying lots of people go and come and go.
We are about to land in Jersey, home of the Jersey Cows, Milk and Spencer and Vogue.
Quick fire round, we're just about to land, okay?
Mayonnaise.
I'm going to ketchup mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Ketchup.
Minty or mojito?
Mojito, but a clean one.
Minty. What was the other one?
Are you going to do mojitos?
Clean mojitos. We got rum. You can make a clean mojito with your clean R over there.
Oh, of course. It's rum, isn't it?
Yes, mate. Clean mojito is absolutely delicious. £16 for a limited time only.
Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Nudist.
Nudist.
In Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit cold.
Exactly. Great.
You know, got space. Your neighbour won't be looking at you.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Exactly. Open your curtains. View. No neighbours.
Like your neighbour. Beach bum or culture vulture?
Beach bum.
Back to our cabana for a party or back off? I'm on the olive oil.
Back to the cabana for a party.
Good. Clean factor 50 or chip fat?
Chip fat.
Factor 50. He's actually had blisters.
I put olive oil on my skin to tan.
Yeah.
And really? A bit of salt if I'm wanting to be really tasty.
You're joking.
Well, the salt's a joke, obviously. Yeah. Okay. A bit of rosemary and stuff. But no, olive oil and lemon I use sometimes. Yeah. Only when I'm like super
dark.
Yeah,
but you're going to look like a ball bag when you're 50.
He does look like a ball bag.
That having sugar and stuff.
You know when you see those people.
Ball bag. You look like a ball bag.
A ball bag. Do you know?
There's that clip from the film.
Ball bag.
Yeah. Do you know when you see those people who've gone so hard on the tanning, they look like a Louis Vuitton handbag. Yeah. Like you know that dark brown, like
oil, as if like I'm not brown enough.
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna look.
Yeah, the
like.
Mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
great.
Last one, tip 'em or fuck 'em.
Tip 'em always. Even tip Deliveroo drivers. Not many people do that.
I always tip 'em. And their face lights up. And the helmet.
I tip all Deliveroo drivers. I don't really understand the point of also tipping the restaurant because they're not giving you any service.
I don't tip the restaurant.
Wherever you are.
I want to take the tip off because I want the man because they don't give the.
Or rider tip doesn't go to the rider.
No, because the riders always thank me for the tip, so they must get the tip.
Yeah,
but I feel when you're in a restaurant and they add the service charge, I don't think the people get it.
Oh, it's a nightmare. I used to work in restaurants, and it's actually better if you give them cash because you get it on the night. So if you can give cash as a tip, give cash.
You've also got to be that dick and say, can you take the service charge off? Are you that militant?
No, I'd always leave that.
Cut that out. Can you take that off, please? Thank you.
Was that it for Quickfire?
That was it. Bit longer.
I enjoy Quickfire. Any more?
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee.
2 hours later.
Yeah.
Fish, chips.
Cats or dogs? Dogs! All
right. Jersey or Guernsey?
Jersey!
Yes! Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Here he is with the clapping. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
If you want to support our podcast, please hit the subscribe button below. And don't bother unpacking, because we're going away next week.
We are now arriving in St. Bart's, where... Is there a passenger, Alan Carr? Apparently he's got a 50% discount at Eden Rock. 50% discount. You heard it here first. Thank you.